Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus have a kind of dysphoric condition like transgenders today? Well, believe it or not, we've got some preachers that are saying that, preaching and teaching that. We'll be talking about that today. Did Jesus have a kind of dysphoria like the transgenders? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be prepared to call out false theology and the pseudo-beliefs in the religious world today. I believe we have a religious woke culture that we have so many voices crying out another gospel, not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to be talking about today, and that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917, if you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion. After a brief monologue, we're going to be interviewing Pastor Davis. He's going to be with us today. We're going to be talking about what's happening in the theological, doctrinal, biblical, pastoral world with all kind of false theologies and false doctrines taking place and why it's necessary to have a qualified theological degree, a qualified biblical training background. That is so vital and so necessary in society today. We're finding pastors that will espouse anything that will get attention in this religious woke culture with the elitist in control of the theological doctrinal teaching in our denominations today. I believe it's time that Christians understand there is a vast difference in the doctrinal, biblical, theological teaching in the Word of God and what's being taught from so many pulpits across our nation today. This is the reason there's a need for good, solid, conservative theological training. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak about issues, as we touch on the issues from day to day, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It's not what I think or say. It's not what some denominational elitist might say. It's not what political relevance might teach us or tell us. It's what does the Word of God say. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement when the Lord Jesus himself said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to pay attention to. It's the truth of the Word of God that has the first, foremost, and final authority in what we say or do, and especially with what's being said and done, what's being taught and preach from the pulpits today. It ought to be, "Thus saith the Word of God." It was the Apostle Paul that mimic me, follow me, as I follow the Lord Jesus. It is the Word of God that we need to teach people. We need to preach the Word and the Word only. That's the truth book. It's the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." You find people that will take a stand on the truth and deny and reject anything that's non-truth, whether it's political, social, societal, or scriptural, biblical, religious. You'll find those that will get a little upset and uptight if you speak the truth. Most people today do not want to hear the truth. This is the reason I so appreciate the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint's statement when he said, "America is warned of the decline. It's linked to the death of truth." Jim DeMint said, in part, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is real and true. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church," end quote. So this is the reason I go to the statement of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is to learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth on most of the ABC, NBC, MSNBC, et cetera, channels that you'll find on your television. There's rarely a little tidbit of truth even on Fox News anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll find truth in the Word of God. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word that is nothing but truth. Thy Word is truth. We ought to be reminded of that each and every day. Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the living Word of God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark there. There's an identification marker. It's a 165-foot flagpole with American flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, lest I get caught up in what I want to say and forget to remind you or tell you, we'd love to have your dialogue and discussion on this issue today. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ had some kind of dysphoria like the transsexuals of today? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ could have sinned but just chose not to? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ had one element of temptation to yield to Satan's tempting him when in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, he was tempted in the wilderness, and the Scripture talks about that? Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, there's the real place called hell? Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ is very God, 100% man, and 100% God? Well, ladies and gentlemen, much of those things that we're going to talk about today circle around that teaching that's coming from pulpits across denominational lines in America today. We're going to have a brief dialogue, brief monologue, and then we're going to have some dialogue with Pastor Davis today. Pastor Davis is going to be with us and talk about some of these issues. Then we're going to look at what is the answer to it. What can we do? How can we respond? How should we respond to these false teachings, false theology from the elitist in the political as well as the spiritual world today? Ladies and gentlemen, we must be prepared. I've said that before. Let me say it again. We need to be prepared and to be able to stand for truth. And in the standing for truth, we need to confront false theology and false doctrine, that pseudo-belief that today is in the religious woke culture. We have so many voices crying out today with what I'm calling another gospel. We'll talk about that in a moment. Another gospel. The Apostle Paul challenged the church at Galatia to be aware and to be careful about so quickly following another gospel. Let me read you two or three verses that validate that, and it is the crux of what we're talking about today. In Galatians, the first chapter, beginning with verse 6 and following, the Apostle Paul says, I marvel. That is, I am absolutely revolted by. I am absolutely concerned about. I am absolutely amazed by. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him, speaking of Jesus, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. You say, well, preacher, what does that mean? What are you talking about? Paul is talking about another gospel. When you look at the Greek text, ladies and gentlemen, there are two words for another. One of them is the word allos. Allos means another of the same kind. Let me just illustrate that for you. If someone had given me a watch for Christmas and I decided I don't like that particular one or that one is broken. Let's say it's not working right. And I go back to the jeweler or to the shop where it was purchased, put it on the counter and say, I want another watch. This one is not working. I'm saying I want one just like this, but I want one that works. Or I could place it on the counter and say, I don't like this watch. I want another watch. That is the word etros. It is, I want a different kind of watch. I want a different watch. The Apostle Paul is saying that what is happening in the churches at Galatia, they are falling for, believing in, and being seduced by another, a different gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're being seduced by another gospel, a false, pseudo-elitist-born truth. And that's what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul says, I'm amazed that you're falling after another gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul says, let him be accursed. That is the word anathema. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another gospel being preached and taught across America today. Another gospel, a different gospel, a gospel that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel that is not born, rooted, and fundamentally found in the Scripture, but another gospel. Let me illustrate that before we introduce our guest today. Let me just dig a little deeper, as some programs used to be called a number of years ago, digging deeper, talking about deeper into the Word of God. For example, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. J.D. Greer, he was the just previous past president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Greer, the former president of the convention, said, sin, the sin of homosexuality, that is the LGBTQ movement, is no more than the sin of gluttony. Hear me? Dr. Greer said that the sin of sodomy, the sin of the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, is no greater sin, no different sin than the sin of gluttony. He is saying, ladies and gentlemen, as he goes on to say, and you can go on YouTube, look at some of his videos, and it's still there. He's saying he's minimizing the sin of the LGBTQ sodomite community, because he goes on to say that we need to embrace them and love them and bring them into our churches. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I could do an entire broadcast on the stupidity, if you want to be very simplistic about it, of that statement. That is not what the Word of God says. Yes, the church is an open door for those that are lost to get saved. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, is made up of those that are blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again. It's an impossibility to bring sin into the camp and not expect that sin to spoil the rest of the congregation. It's like taking a bushel of Washington State red apples and putting one that is rotting in the very center of that bushel, leave it in a closet for 30 days, and you'll rot the whole bushel. And that's exactly the sin and the danger of another gospel. Secondly, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Stanley says that the Ten Commandments are not relevant to Christians today, and that when it comes to the question of biblical creationism versus evolution that is taught, he says, by science, he says, and I quote, we must accept and believe science rather than the Bible. And there's a problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't evolve from a blob in the ocean. God created us and breathed into us the breath of life, the Scripture says. This is the reason the Bible says we're created in the image of God. This is the reason the baby in the womb is so valuable and so important, and it's not to be murdered by way of abortion, as we've done for 73 million babies since Roe versus Wade in 1973. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope has said, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, another gospel being proclaimed, another gospel, another, quote, variant of what they would call truth is being proclaimed today. The Pope has said that hell is not real. The Pope said homosexuality is not sin, that God just created you that way. The Pope said Jesus Christ is not divine. In fact, the Pope said he is not God at all. He says the Lord's Prayer has errors in it and must be updated. Now, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place with the elitist, woke, religious crowd today, that somehow, some way, believes that they can proclaim another gospel and it's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not all right. It is not biblical truth. It is an absolute falsehood. It is a demonic lie. And yet I'm concerned because we have so many people today believing the demonic lie rather than believing the truth of the Word of God. It's another, a different, totally different gospel. Rob Bell, a major component of the today's emergent church movement, Rob Bell, in his book that says, title of the book, Love Wins, Rob Bell says, hell is not real. It's just the last stopping point before you get to heaven, that everyone's going to go to heaven. That's universalism. That's another gospel. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And recently, David Platt of the McLean Bible Church in Virginia is teaching that, and I'm quoting, Jesus experienced a kind of dysphoria just like the transgenders today. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a part of the elongated article about that. And I'll read this, and then we're going to have Pastor Davis to come on with us. We're going to talk about what's happening and what is the answer to it. And the answer, let me just cut through the chase. The answer is proper, thorough, conservative, theological, biblical, doctrinal truth being taught in Bible colleges and theological seminaries and Bible universities. That's needed today more than ever in the history of the United States of America. And there's a major, major, major problem in those areas, and we'll talk about that. This article says, McLean Bible Church, colon, Jesus experienced a kind of dysphoria just like our transgender neighbors. This article starts by reading, this is pretty shocking. Even if you have been reading our warnings here, 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 and to start with about the apparent incoming embrace of the LGBTQ among the Southern Baptist elitist. Eric Saunders, pastor of McLean Bible Church, Arlington, Maryland, has released a video in which he claims that Jesus experienced a kind of body dysphoria just like the experienced by the transgender claimants today. If Saunders' name doesn't ring a bell, his church probably does. Saunders serves under David Platt, former head of the Southern Baptist Convention's International Mission Board. Further in the article, it states, experiencing gender dysphoria like reconciliation with their creator in Christ, the problem of how remains, namely, by associating Jesus with the most recent of advanced modern anxieties rather than pointing the dysphoric condition for the repentance of sin, belief in the gospel, and submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This kind of error coming out of McLean Bible Church is shocking on its face, even as those paying attention have seen David Platt's doctrinal slide developing for years. Most recently, Platt was announced as a speaker of the upcoming Theology in the Raw conference, a stomach-churning name for a conference if there ever was one, considering the aim of its founder. More of that in a moment, he says here. Further, the article states, according to the conference website, participants will be challenged to think like exiles about race, sexuality, gender, critical race theory, hell, transgender identities, climate change, creation care, American politics, and what it means to love your Democratic and Republican neighbor as yourself. That's a whole host of things that's supposedly taught, but it's changing the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's bringing Jesus Christ down to the level of sinful, lowly man, rather than seeing Jesus Christ as 100% God and 100% man. You might ask the question, well, Doc, why do you believe that Jesus Christ could not have sinned? Because sin is in the blood. Leviticus tells us that life is in the blood. Leviticus tells us, ladies and gentlemen, that it's as a result of sin being transferred in the human race that we're all sinners, according to Romans chapter 5 and chapter 8 and chapter 12. Ladies and gentlemen, we find that we are sinners because we're born of man. The Adamic blood flows in your veins and mine. Jesus Christ had the blood of the Father, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. He has God's blood, and he was high, holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, had no sin, could do no sin, and did no sin. And yet there's the mindset somehow, some way, that you can equate the Lord Jesus Christ with the dysphoric condition of the transgenders in the theological terms today. Here's another article similar to that, and it's about some of the same. It says, same-sex attraction and the 2022 Southern Baptist Pastors Conference coming up. Too much of my writing in the last 2 years, this writer says, too much of my writing in the last 2 years has been spent on pointing out very serious issues in the SBC. But the days we live in are culturally turbulent. The ship is blown about in so many directions under our very feet. The tectonic plates are shifting, causing seismic rifts. Some of the core convictions of what it means to be a Baptist or even to be a Christian are at stake today. Sometimes it's blatant and sometimes it's subtle, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in that turbulent society today that is now affecting the very foundation, not just of our nation, but of our churches. And as I have said before, we can have the best educational system, we can have the best economic system, we can have the best military system, but if we lose it spiritually, we've lost it as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, Charles Stanley is retired now, but before his retirement, he had said that Jesus Christ could have sinned, he just chose not to. That's an impossibility to do so. Today, ladies and gentlemen, every mainline denomination is embracing the sodomite lifestyle, the critical race theory, and some teaching I call goosebump theology and cotton candy theology and voodoo theology and denominational dogma and political correctness. All of that now displaces, ladies and gentlemen, the true biblical theological teaching. It seems that today most pastors are simply just willing, but not just willing, but eager to follow the societal, cultural, moral depravity and the norms rather than standing for the truth of God's word. Now, I've used the term that most preachers are looking for numbers, nickels, and noses. Whatever it takes to fill the pew and fill the offering plates, they'll do or say, just for the crowd, just for the adulation of the crowd, just for the crowd to be praising what has been said. Most find today, out of some minuscule mindset, that we can find something to say or do that's never been said before, never been found before, and it's brand new and different. In fact, particular preacher that talks about Jesus having a dysphoric condition as the transgenders today uses a text out of Amos, the fifth chapter. Amos, the fifth chapter has nothing to do with, not even in a twisted, perverted, taken out of context, anything to do with what's happening in the realm, the cultural wokeness and the political, spiritual wokeness, religious wokeness today that we're finding that's destroying the fundamental foundation in our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis has been on the air with me many, many times over the past almost 2 years. I'm thankful for that. And because Pastor Davis has done his bachelor's work with us in the university and his master's, and this semester starts on his doctoral work, I'm thankful to have Pastor Davis with us. We're going to talk about these things. Pastor Davis, thank you for being with us today and taking time to join us on the air as we talk about this very serious issue.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. I do want to first give honor to God, amen, for giving, amen, me the opportunity to still be here in the year 2022. I am very grateful. We have great things to do in 22, and I thank and praise God for that. That's just a little slogan I kind of made up to myself because I definitely want to make God my priority this year. And more so now than ever before, because we are living in critical times, Dr. Youngblood, where, just like you just got finished saying, they are preaching another gospel. And I do not understand why so many people are ready to fasten themselves to something like that, that does not guarantee, like the Word of God does, anything as far as eternal life is concerned. When we look at the Scriptures, and I believe, amen, when we look at what God says, it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for correction, for doctrine, for instruction, for reproof in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The only way that we're going to be able to do good works that will glorify God's name is to do it like he says for us to do it in his word. And when we look at that word, if we define that word gospel, that means good news. We just got finished going through a season where we celebrated the good news that God sent his son into the world to save us from sin. And when we go, amen, to the book of Acts, the scripture tells us there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that is the name of Jesus Christ. So I don't know how they are going around and saying that there's another way to heaven. Everybody's going anyway. When we go to the Word of God, he tells us who is not going. Anybody, at first, we need to realize the biggest thing that's going to keep people away from heaven or not being able to go is the sin of unbelief. It's not so much in the big sins and the little sins, like people try to categorize them and put them in different brackets to say one sin is worse than the other. When we look at sin, sin is just sin in the sight of God. All things that's not coming up to the requirements of his holy word is sin. So we need to come to realize somebody needs to help us in this day and time. And that's the reason why I thank God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as well as other ministers in the world, pastors and leaders such as yourself and others, amen, that are sticking with the word of God, that are trying to get the word out there to people, that the only way that mankind is going to be saved on today, if there's any hope for salvation, it must be through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Pastor, do you find in your understanding, and you're pretty alert and aware of what's happening theologically, doctrinally speaking, across America in pulpits, do you believe that we're finding pulpits today being filled with men that may have passion, men that may be articulate, but that have left the truth of the gospel and they're following after another gospel? For example, you're aware of the fact that many of the churches today are standing up for the Black Lives Matter, the BLM, which is a Marxist organization. Many churches today are preaching and teaching the critical race theory, which is antithetical to the Word of God. What do you believe is the cause of what's causing that? What's causing so much deviation from the gospel to another gospel? What do you see as the cause?
Well, going back to the Word of God, Dr. Youngblood, and I believe he's already given us the answer. When we see these type of things happening, they have turned their ears away from hearing the truth. And they are now, amen, listening to these itching ear sermons. In other words, amen, anytime someone comes in and gives them something else that runs contrary to what they know the truth is, and believe it or not, that people know the truth, but in these days and time that we're living in now, a lot of people rather believe a lie before they believe the truth. But the problem is, they're turning away from the word of God because they're saying the word is too strict. They want to water the word down. They want the preachers to preach something that's comfortable, amen, that will fit their lifestyle. When we need to know and understand that the word of God was given to us, amen, to help us to change our lifestyle, especially when it comes down to living a life of sin, these type of things, amen, are not pleasing in the sight of God. So the only way that we're going to please him is, amen, to live a holy lifestyle based upon his word. So that's the reason why he's given us, amen, that word, that word will wash up our lives, sanctify us, and make us fitting, amen, a vessel fitting for the master's use.
Amen. And you touched on, let me read that for our listeners, found in 2 Timothy chapter 4. The scripture says, and he's already given the charge to Timothy to preach the word, and it says for, and that little word, it means it's gar, because the time will come when they will not endure, put up with, tolerate sound doctrine, sound teaching, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The word fables is the word myths, mythos. They turn to the fables, the myths. And just as you said, Pastor Davis, we've got about 45 seconds before our news break, but just as you said a moment ago, they have the tickling ears. They want their ears to be tickled. They want to hear some new fad, some new myth. And that's what the pulpit are doing today, filling the congregation's ears with mythos, with myths, fables, untruths, another gospel, as Paul calls it in Galatians. Pastor, if you would hold on for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We're at the 1 minute top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.